John Voight-Scold's daughter Angelina Jolie over Israel comments, urges no coexistence with Hamas animals. By Joshua Klein on November 4, 2023. Academy Award-winning actor John Voight scolded his daughter, Angelina Jolie, for her condemnation of Israel, claiming she is ignorant of the truth, as he insisted there can be no coexistence with Hamas animals who want Jews and Christians to be wiped from the earth. In a slightly over 3-minute clip posted Saturday, the Hollywood legend, featured against the backdrop of an American flag, began by expressing his disappointment in his daughter, actress Angelina Jolie, over her recent condemnation of Israel following the deadliest attack on Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust. "I'm very disappointed that my daughter, like so many, has no understanding of God's honor, God's truths," he said. According to Voight, "the current conflict is about destroying the history of God's land, the Holy Land, the land of the Jews. This is justice for God's children of the Holy Land. Israel, the Israeli army, must protect thy soil, thy people. This is war. It's not going to be what the left thinks. It can't be civil now," he said. "Israel was attacked by inhuman terror on innocent babies, mothers, fathers, grandparents. And you fools are calling Israel the problem? You should look at yourselves and ask, who am I? What am I? And ask God, am I learning the truths, or am I being lied to and following everyone else?" he added. He then insisted that those who understand truths see the lie. They see Israel has been attacked and that these animals want to wipe out Jews, Christians. They see that the Palestinians have not been neglected to finance. They've been given huge infusions of money that they didn't share with the people. They made weapons, instead, for their rage, he said. In contrast, he noted, the people of Israel care for people. They love, they cherish, something these animals don't understand. "My friends of all nations, justice will prevail because of the power that Israel stands for. The ancient history of this sacred land that once stood with Moses and Jesus," he said. "The land that was given truth and justice for all. And Jesus sacrificed his life for the people. And Moses claimed the land, and Jericho was dropped." Noting that we all want peace, and love, Voight explained that we can't be with these animals, wanting Jews and Christians to be wiped from the earth. Addressing the lie that Israel is killing innocent people, the Oscar-winning actor noted that all have free will to go. "But they are prisoners of the barbaric country who use them as shields," he said. "These children of Palestinian soil are being used by these animals to make all think that Israel is taking lives, when indeed this was Hamas' plan to create the war of evil versus good." He then called to allow the force of truths and justice to bring us all together and recognize that Hamas in this deceit of their ruling is destroying their own people, not Israel. "Israel has been attacked and the Jewish people who have suffered hardship for centuries have shown great heroism for God, love, peace, and survived the Holocaust and now this Hamas Holocaust," he said. He concluded by asserting that Israel, the land of purity of God's promise, is now standing up for her greatest victory. "The chosen one, the Messiah, shall win this war," he vowed. Last week, Jolie denounced Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip following the horrific and unprecedented terrorist attack by Hamas that, she maintained, cannot justify the innocent lives lost in bombing a civilian population in Gaza that has nowhere to go. No access to food or water, no possibility of evacuation, and not even the basic human right to cross a border to seek refuge. Voight continues to be one of Hollywood's most vocal conservative voices. The Midnight Cowboy star narrated a video about American exceptionalism at last year's Republican National Convention, RNC, as well as an RNC video about President Trump's successful efforts to free American hostages held captive in foreign lands. He has also accused President Biden of having lowered our nation's standards and heightened our prices for his benefit, while calling to build up our country and asserting Americans would stand our ground for our truths in the face of the nation's temporary decline. Previously, Voight blasted the hypocrisy of the left and media for justifying Hunter Biden's racism while the Trump family were harassed night and day, slamming liberals for attacking Israel and Jews, demanding that people not be fooled. Prior to the 2020 presidential election, Voight warned the United States will be in great danger if Joe Biden becomes president. "We're heading down a street that has no name now. We must not allow our nation to crumble. This is what they want, to destroy America. Let me warn you all that we are in great danger if we fall under a Biden administration, he said. Last month, Voigt condemned Hamas as vermin, while expressing full confidence that Israel will destroy the Palestinian terrorist organization with the help of God. The U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, whose charter calls openly for the murder of Jews and the elimination of the Jewish state through relentless jihad, perpetrated the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history last month. Hamas's attack, which drew parallels to scenes from the Nazi Holocaust, saw some 3,000 terrorists burst into Israel by land, sea, and air and gunned down participants at an outdoor music festival, while others went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns, who were then subjected to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The attack resulted in more than 1,400 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.